WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Today marks the 10th anniversary of First Fridays in historic downtown Bryan. Among the celebratory events is the kickoff of Advent GX's redevelopment of the Ice House on Main. Director of Communications Joan Quintana invites the public to be part of a community photo taken in front of the building at 6:30.
It's such a beautiful building with such great structure and character about it that we just thought that would be the right way to celebrate the kickoff, is to let people come out and take pictures and have people on hand to take pictures for them and just really celebrate the space.
Quintana says redevelopment plans include a special event venue and retail space. Pictures and more details are online at WTAW.com. A new manufacturer who has made a big splash in the local economy took the time to say thank you this week.
Axis Pipe and Tube held a community appreciation tour and lunch on Wednesday, thanking those involved with their Bryan location.
Thank you to the Brazos County, the city of Bryan, you know, the research body for your assistance and for your help in this project.
General Manager Paco Garza worked closely with the city of Bryan and Mayor Jason Bayinski, who also spoke.
The staffs of all of these various organizations that I've mentioned here today are to be commended for your hard work and dedication. We have worked in partnership with Axis Pipe and Tube, knowing how competitive it is in the world of economic development. This company had multiple strong choices to locate their United States Manufacturing Center of Excellence in the southern United States, and they picked Bryan, Brazos County, Texas.
Bayinski and other city officials were taken on an extensive tour of the facility. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The 30th arrest of a College Station woman in almost 16 years accuses her of striking her son with an extension cord enough times he was taken by an aunt to the emergency room.
According to the arrest report, 34-year-old Veronica Williams hit the 6-year-old with the cord after he didn't cry when he was struck with a belt. She said she was disciplining the child for an incident at school. An off-duty Bryan policeman working at St. Joseph's called for an officer after seeing the child with a large bleeding bump on the right side of his face. Child also had welts on his back and legs. Child and Protective Services placed the youngster with another family member. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It was this time a week ago that College Station police responded to what turned out to be 21 burglaries in a span of 4 days. Lieutenant Steve Brock says 16 of the 21 burglaries were to vehicles, including 5 where windows were shattered to gain entry.
We believe they reached in and grabbed an item of value that was easily visible within the vehicle. So the police department wants to educate our community and remind everybody to continue to lock their vehicles, do that, but take anything of value out of the vehicle with you or make sure that it's at least hidden out of sight.
The 21 cases in 4 days made up about 40% of College Station's burglary cases during September. The home plant for Bluebell Ice Cream is still a few months away from resuming production. While work continues to restart in Brenham, there's enough being made in Alabama and Oklahoma for Bluebell to expand distribution. Phase 2 starts November 2nd and goes from Waco through DFW into Oklahoma. WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 63 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news coming up at 6:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's National Karistan Month at Aggieland Carpet One.
Life can be hard. Karistan and Aggieland Carpet One would like to soften the way.
During National Karistan Month, Aggieland Carpet One has the lowest prices of the season on Karistan carpets and rugs. Add a rug or add a few. Carpet a room or carpet the whole house. Whatever your decision, you'll save a lot if you shop at Aggieland Carpet One during National Karistan Month.
Karistan carpets and rugs now on sale at Aggieland Carpet One.
Plus, get up to $500 off selected hardwood, vinyl, laminate, tile, and more with 18 months special financing.
And with our beautiful guarantee, you'll love the way our new floors look or we'll replace them for free.
Visit Aggieland Carpet One during our National Karistan Month sale for floors you'll love.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Good morning, it's 6:10. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Looks like a fair weather pattern is going to continue right on through the weekend. Good deal of sunshine through today with a few passing clouds. We're up to about 84, 85 or so this afternoon. Tonight clear, cooling back down to 55 to 60. Mostly sunny skies continue on Saturday with high temperatures into the low and mid 80s, upper 50s at night, and more sunshine coming up on Sunday and again into the middle 80s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with week six of the high school football season upon us. Zach Taylor will have the high school football report. A&M getting ready for Mississippi State. More there. C-Mike, Kristen Michael, former A&M football player, may get his chance with the Dallas Cowboys coming up. There was Thursday night football last night and a whole lot more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you here in about 6:50.
And it's cool outside.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And going to get cooler tonight and tomorrow night and just wow. There is a God.
And he is awesome.
It's just, man. It's
somebody's
just,
living right.
It's nice.
It's not me,
there.
But
yeah.
Someone.
Be nice to have some rain, but yeah, I'm not going to.
No, let Scott.
I know. Not going to grouse about it. Be just fine. So we all know that, you know, going to the airport can be, well.
Mind numbing?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Man was taken into custody after shucking his duds at the ticket counter. At Virginia's Richmond International Airport.
You got to wait till you get to security.
Yeah,
to
I was
going to
say.
Yeah, he left three bags unattended, walked to the ticket counter, asked to buy an international ticket, reportedly handed over some cash, became agitated, and stripped down to his undies. Police say he showed more strange behavior that ultimately led them to take him to have some mental health evaluations at an area hospital. Bob Cruz inspected his bags and decided to detonate them. Now, I mean, that's the way it's written. You don't detonate a bag unless there's something inside there to detonate. Is that pretty much right?
It sounds right to me.
Anyway, seems like that worked out okay. In Phoenix, an enthusiastic TV reporter reporting from a local high school band thing, deal, when he decided to walk his way through said band. Apparently, tubas aren't loud enough for him, so the reporter dropped his wireless mic into the tuba.
Ooh.
Just to see how that worked out. Report back at the station was it went from really loud and musical to quiet and
American Loop Centers
hush,
wants to...
Hush. Quiet and staticky. Didn't ask him to do that. Ask him to do this. There. I know. It only does what I tell it to do, right? I know.
Garbage in, garbage
that's
out.
Right. Yeah. Losing control of the computer like that's something new. Yeah.
Info.
Yeah. Hey, you know what, though? It's Friday.
There yeah. It is. That's true.
Friday yeah. All day.
Yeah. By the way, I don't know if you heard that Donald Trump's Lamborghini is for sale, a 1997 Lamborghini.
What kind?
Lamborghini Diablo.
Ooh.
It's showy, loud, and impossible to steer. Kind of.
Like the owner.
Yeah.
Loop Centers wants to thank you for your business. 6 years and growing. Hi, this is Debbie at American Lube Centers. We specialize in oil changes and preventative care. Come see us for all your manufacturer-recommended services. My guys and gals at American Lube Centers give you the award-winning service that you have recognized them for 6 consecutive years. American Lube Centers, fast, friendly service, your one-stop shop for your complete auto maintenance needs. And take care of your car or dually today with American Lube Centers' bumper-to-bumper comprehensive detail at our Tower Point location.
6:13, good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is Friday, October the 2nd. It is day 275 of said year. Got 90 of them to go. It's Name Your Car Day. I've never really done that before.
No.
I mean, there are people who do, but anyhow. World Smile Day. There you go. Guardian Angel Day. National Custodial Workers Day. And... World Farm Animals Day. But your cow here gets to ride a cow in Switzerland? I mean, how do they contact each other? How do they do that? Yeah. All right, birthdays.
Paul Tuttle Jr. from American Choppers, 41. Efren Ramirez, 42, from the Napoleon Dynamite movies. He is Pedro.
Yeah.
Tiffany, 44 years old. Kelly Ripa's 45 years old. Freddie Jackson, 59. You Are My Lady, his biggest hit. The singer from Human League, Philip Oakey, is 60 today.
His I thought his last name was Doki. Okie
Doki. Doki.
Just I'm just hanging out here.
Gordon Sumner is his real name. You know him as Sting is 64 today.
Yeah.
Avery Brooks is 57. That was Captain Sisko in the Star Trek, one of the Star Trek series. I think it was Deep Space Nine. Don McLean is 70.
Oh, been here.
And Rex Reed is 77.
Yeah. Huh. He's still movie critiquing, huh?
I don't know.
Annie Leibovitz, she's a photog. It'd be 66. Donna Karen, 67, the fashion person. And Vanilla Sky is 30 today. Vanilla Sky, training film star. Saturday's Frugal Fun Day. I don't celebrate that a lot, though. Frugal Fun is a good thing. Techies Day. Virus Awareness Day.
Is that for techie, that kind of virus?
It would seem like it. October 3rd is National Watermelon Day.
Really?
I would think more July 3rd would be better for that, but anyway. And then Caramel Custard Day.
Interesting.
It's a little...
Would that be flan?
Flan? I don't know. I mean, I guess if it's in a Mexican restaurant, it would. Otherwise, it's just caramel custard. National Walk Your Dog Week starts tomorrow. Also, anniversaries of some pretty good television shows. 60 years ago, Good Morning Captain started. That ended up being Captain Kangaroo. Also 60 years ago, The Mickey Mouse Club debuted on ABC. And 55 years ago, a little show called The Andy Griffith Show debuted.
Wow.
So pretty good TV starting on this date. All right, and birthdays.
Alicia Vikander, she's in The New Man from U.N.C.L.E., 27 years old. Ashley Simpson is over and 31. Sean William Scott is 39. He was in the American Pie movies. India Arie is 40. I didn't realize she was that old. She's 40 today. Lena Headley is 42 years old from soap opera with swords. Nev Campbell is 42 from Scream. Kevin Richardson, one of the Backstreet Boys, is 44.
Of course.
Gwen Stefani is 46. Clive Owen is 51 years old, and he's been in a ton of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Lee, 53. Jack Wagner, 56. The Reverend Shopton, 61 years old. Dave Winfield, 64. Lindsey Buckingham from Fleetwood Mac, 66. Biff Henderson from The Late Show with David Letterman, he's 69. Roy Horn survived a tiger attack and is 71. Mm-hmm. And Chubby Checker, Ernest Evans, 74 years old.
Kevin Moore, you know him as Kev Moe. He'd be 64 years old.
He got a little talent in him.
He's pretty good. On a Sunday, it's 10-4 day, good buddy. 10-4. National Taco Day. Vodka Day.
See, that's got to be on a Tuesday.
Taco?
Yeah.
Taco Tuesday.
It's got to be on a Tuesday. Yeah.
Unless you're from the Netherlands.
World Animal Day.
Oh, just animals.
Yeah, not farming.
Yes.
Yeah, World Animal Day. So go hug a animal. You might need to ask permission first. did I say Vodka Day?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's worth saying twice. And Change a Light Day. Okay. I don't know why you'd do it if you didn't need it, but... Birthday.
You can swap them out for more energy efficient ones.
Sure, I guess so. That's probably right. Birthday on Sunday.
The Dakota Johnson is 46, the daughter of Don and Melanie. She was in the 50 Shades of Grey movies, 26 years old. Mm-hmm. Melissa Benoist is 27. She's Supergirl. Alicia Silverstone is 39. Heidi Neufeld from Trick Pony is 45 years old. Liv Schreiber is 48 years old.
It's actually Liv.
No, you're right.
Ray Donovan.
Yeah.
If you watch that, he's a pretty good actor. Anyway.
A.C. Green. NBA superstar, 52. John Sakata, 54. David W. Harper. Jim Bob Walton, 54 years old. Russell Simmons, the guy that created rap mogulry, as it were, is 58 years old. Christopher Waltz is 59. Lynn McMahon, who's run for office twice and lost both times, and filing off her piles of money in the WWE, is 67. Susan Sarandon, 69. She's always going to be Janet from Rocky Horror.
Oh, yeah.
She's done other stuff, but... Clifton Davis is 70, and Anne Rice, who's written a book or two.
Uh-huh. Sold a book or two, more importantly.
Yeah. Is 74.
Okay. Armin Asadi is 66. John Cicada?
I got that one already.
He's 53?
Yep.
Really?
Started out very young.
Yeah, he's in pretty good shape. And Chuck Hagel, our Secretary of Defense, would be 69. Tony La Russa, baseball dude, 71. All right, it's 6:20.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
According to Newsbusters, a local ABC affiliate reported that Planned Parenthood protesters literally threw condoms at Carly Fiorina Saturday while she was speaking at an Iowa Hawkeyes tailgate party. Now, unfortunately, this vile act was ignored by CBS, ABC, and NBC. Now, the major networks instead decided to highlight the fact that a curtain fell on the presidential candidate during a San Antonio speech. One ABC correspondent said the curtain falling was, quote, a terrifying moment on the campaign trail. Well, apparently, hostile Planned Parenthood protesters throwing objects at a presidential candidate is less newsworthy to the networks than a curtain that falls down during a speech. Could you imagine the headlines if conservatives were protesting and throwing condoms at Democratic candidates?
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you are over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you compare all of the rates and products available. A free annuity rate report has been released, which reveals the annuities with the highest guaranteed rates and lowest fees. Grab a pen right now to receive this free annuity rate report. We researched over 2,000 annuities and have summarized the safest annuities with the highest guaranteed rates in our free report. To find the best annuities, you need the right information. To receive your free, no-obligation annuity rate report, call 1-800-504-1712. That's 800-504-1712. Because when it comes to buying an annuity, shopping rates and products can save you thousands. Call 800-504-1712. 800-504-1712. 800-504-1712.
Brought to you by Brooks & Company.
Do shopping online and using public Wi-Fi make you vulnerable to identity theft? Does giving out your social security number put you at risk? Is your dog at risk of identity theft? Yes, yes, and no. Your dog has absolutely nothing to worry about. But we do live in a world that can expose a lot of personal information, and that can lead to having your identity stolen and losing everything you've worked for. That's why at LifeLock, we use proprietary technology to detect a wide variety of threats. And unlike free credit monitoring services, we have a dedicated U.S.-based staff to help restore your identity if it ever is compromised. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But if you ask yourself whether you're worth protecting with the best, isn't the answer a resounding yes? Plans start at $9.99 a month, and now you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code NEWS.
Bruce Johnson with your Money Now. The Labor Department releases unemployment numbers today. Employers in the world's biggest economy are expected to have added a healthy 206,000 jobs in September, resulting in the unemployment rate holding steady at 5.1%. Futures are up after stocks were mixed yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrials were down 12 points, finishing at 16,272. The NASDAQ was up 6, closing at 4,627, and the S&P 500 was up 3 to 1,923. Benchmark U.S. crude rose above $45 a barrel. The dollar gained against the yen and the euro. And hackers have stolen personal information belonging to about 15 million T-Mobile wireless customers and potential customers in the U.S. The hackers got the info, including social security numbers, home addresses, and birth dates from credit reporting agency Experian. That's your Money Now.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Five steel.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and fewer harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF. We create chemistry.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. We are T-minus 30 days until we get to fall back on the clock. So in that vein, and something to celebrate on a Friday.
Hello?
You're here early.
I thought I was late.
Check again.
They call it daylight savings. They said it would help the farmers. They didn't expect it to destroy everything else.
It gets dark so early now.
We gained an hour, but we've lost light.
Wait, didn't we lose an hour?
No, we spring forward, fall back. Or is it fall forward?
It's too confusing.
Don't you see what's happening? All the people are going to have to change their clocks back. We have to warn them.
Early bird catches the worm.
Tina, you have to come with me.
Where are we going?
We're going to a place where daylight savings doesn't exist. They call it Arizona.
You can't run from this. It doesn't add up!
Don't you see? Daylight savings is just an imaginary construct!
It's daylight saving. It's not plural.
This is tearing us all apart! Too late!
No, remember, we gained an hour! What time is it?
And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Dave's always on the prowl for the interesting and unique. So if you've got heirloom jewelry at your house that you don't know, A, if it's worth anything, or B, you'd just rather get something else, he can take care of that for you. He buys and sells jewelry, also has gold and silver bullion and a whole lot more. To find out more, go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com or see him in person on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down from IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you so much for listening.
The Brazos Valley Fair and Rodeo means good times and great food. It's more than you imagine. October 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Brazos County Expo. Concerts by Charlie Daniels Band, Belgrove Pygmies, and Los Terribles del Norte. Free with your paid admission. Discounted tickets and unlimited ride wristbands available until October 11th at Producers Co-op, Cavenders, and online at BrazosValleyFair.com. Parking is free, and kids 3 and under get in free.
Good morning. It's 627. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Pretty nice out there today. High of only 84 is what they're telling us, really, for about the next 3 days. We may get near 90 on Tuesday, but that's it. Lows each night will be very pleasant as well. We'll be down probably about upper 50s, something like that, maybe lower 60s tonight and tomorrow night as well, and about the same thing on Sunday. Right now, winds out of the northeast at 12, 73% relative humidity. We have 63 degrees out there.
Some people are good at getting over the obstacles life throws at them, while other people get stuck. What's the difference? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
It's really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Cheers.
Oh, wow, that is really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
Last Friday, Allison Cohn made her status FBF to a pic of me as a pipsqueak. Awkward. It got 59 likes and 12 comments. Impressive, Allie. Geico also has a comment on your Flashback Friday. Did you know Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years? Bet you didn't even know they made cars back then. And if you think your flashback is awkward, you should see our pic. Hashtag blurry. Hashtag over 75 years of savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Would you say your life is going the way you'd always hoped?
I don't know the percentages, but if you talk to most people are not that thrilled and energized about where they're heading in their life.
Larry Wydell, author of the book, Serial Winner.
Yet we all know people that have gone from one success to another, able to absorb the negative things that life throws at them, and when good things happen, they're able to maximize that.
The secret, says Larry, is being able to keep moving forward even in the face of obstacles.
You're most motivated when you're pursuing things that are exciting and interesting to you. And then you move forward in those directions one step at a time. You cannot allow yourself to stall out either because of something that happens to you or because you feel like it's not going to be worthwhile. Then one step forward can change the whole perspective on your future. And so what people who win in life do is they continue to move forward.
And by moving forward, you gain confidence.
Confidence comes from achievement. The great thing that happens, you know, let's just say you want to learn Spanish or something. You start learning some words, some phrases, and all of a sudden you get a little confidence about it. You start to believe a little bit more. You could get, you could actually speak this language. And so step by step, little successes lead to big successes.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time. It's going to be 6:31, 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Axis Pipe and Tube hosted a community appreciation tour and lunch this week to say thank you.
The new manufacturer located in North Bryan has made a big splash in the local economy. Jorge Garza is the CEO of Prolamza, the parent company, and he says they're thankful for the quality of people involved in the project.
Our equipment, we have best-in-class equipment, plants, and designs that are only as good as the people who manage and administer them. We have great people right here in Bryan, as I was mentioning, and we count on the great people who help us be successful. Thank you for all for that.
County Judge Dwayne Peters expressed his pleasure for the company's product variety.
One thing y'all said was, well, we can do structural steel. With this facility, you can make a lot of different kinds of steel, not just pipe. And I'm happy that y'all do have that ability now with the oil field down somewhat. So, again, we're happy to have you in our community, and you are like a family. Thank you.
A tour of the facility and lunch followed comments from Judge Peters and Brian Mayor Jason Bayinski. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
An iconic building at the north end of downtown Bryan is getting a makeover.
The Ice House is a 20,000 square foot building. It's a historic structure that was built in 1912, and it has a great history.
Advent GX's Director of Communications, Joan Quintana, says their plans for the building include a banquet hall, retail space, and restaurant concepts. To kick off the redevelopment, the public is invited to participate in a community photo this evening at 6:30 as part of First Friday's 10th anniversary celebration.
We just want to make sure that the community understands that we see this as their project and we want to develop it for them. So we really do encourage a lot of input and participation, and we would love to see them there on Friday night at 6:30.
More details and renderings of the Ice House on Main are online at WTAW.com. Bluebell officials have announced the home plant in Brenham is expected to begin production, quote, in the next few months. That says the ice cream maker will have enough capacity in Oklahoma and Alabama to expand their distribution area from Waco to Tulsa.
I'm from Dallas, and my mom lives there still, so I know she's excited. And so we'll have when we first enter, we'll have five flavors.
Spokesman Joe Robertson says phase two of Bluebell's five-phase return begins November 2nd. A College Station woman was arrested Wednesday on charges she injured her 6-year-old son by striking him with an extension cord and a belt 3 weeks ago.
An off-duty Bryan policeman working at St. Joseph saw the child's aunt bring him in the emergency room with a large bleeding bump on the right side of his face. According to the arrest report, the child also had welts on his back and legs. The mother, 34-year-old Veronica Williams, told investigators she had disciplined her son for an incident at school. Williams said she started with a belt but changed to an extension cord because the 6-year-old was not crying. Child and Protective Services placed the youngster with another family member. According to online jail records, this marks Williams' 30th arrest since January 2000. Along with her arrest for injury to a child, she's also serving time for prior convictions of felony theft and driving with an invalid license. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
More burglaries were reported to College Station police in September compared to the year before. Of the approximately 50 cases, 21 were during a 4-day span last weekend. Lieutenant Steve Brock says this weekend thieves will have more vehicles to choose from since there's a Texas A&M home football game.
You know, whenever we have a home football game, we become a target-rich environment, and that just means an influx of vehicles themselves. Just jam-packed, any burglar or set of burglars are able to move through the community a little bit easier, too, just because we're so jam-packed. You know, we definitely want people to hide their valuables, lock those up in the trunk, take them with you if at all possible. So, you know, nobody wants to come back to their vehicle with a shattered window and a purse missing.
Brock says five of the 21 vehicles hit last week and involved someone shattering windows to gain entry to grab something that was in plain sight. Count Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan among those who are unhappy with President Obama's lack of action as Russia and other nations counter Islamic State militants in Syria.
You know, it's just terrible what he's done. He's more interested in using the military as a social experiment than he is in trying to project America's strength throughout the world. And Russia went right into that vacuum that this naive president created. So, I mean, it's 1979 all over again. It's frustrating as heck to a lot of us. And not in the real world and also up here.
The news of Russia's latest military moves in Syria, including airstrikes, has overshadowed a United Nations gathering of world leaders. Surprised was the reaction of Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick to the news the Board of Regents at the University of Texas System is discussing the framework for future tuition and fee increases. A statement issued by Patrick noted the legislature passing more than $3 billion in tuition revenue bonds for future construction, an increase of more than $100 million to match private donations for research, and more money for general expenses. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 63 degrees. More news coming up at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
If you're a high school senior, join your classmates and commit to attending all of your classes this year.
At the end of the school year, Atkinson Toyota Scion is giving away a new Scion, or you could win one of many scholarships.
Details online and on Facebook.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. Last 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Good deal of sunshine out there for today. We'll find temperatures during this afternoon around 82 to 86 degrees. And tonight's generally clear, a pleasant evening. Then we cool off overnight with low temperatures by Saturday morning, 55 to 60. Mostly sunny skies continue on Saturday. Again, temperatures low and mid-80s, clear at night around 60. And mostly sunny skies on Sunday with high temperatures in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Having really athletic defensive ends plays to his strengths of what his defense is, and he has that.
That is Dan Mullen, the head coach for Mississippi State on the Aggie defense. That was from the SEC conference call. We'll have more with the Aggies and the Bulldogs for tomorrow. We've got the high school football report with Zach Taylor, and the Rangers clinch at least a wild card spot. All that and more coming up in sports here in about 12 minutes.
Well, the president took to the podium yesterday afternoon. After the latest shooting incident, using drama and terse wordage to talk about the situation.
We are not the only country on earth that has people with mental illnesses or want to do harm to other people. We are the only advanced country on earth that sees these kinds of mass shootings every few months.
He went on.
Somehow this has become routine. The reporting is routine. My response here at this podium ends up being routine. The conversation in the aftermath of it, we've become numb to this.
Okay. It's the shooting, of course, in Oregon. Took a shot at the National Rifle Association, too. Whether your views are properly being represented, he asked American gun owners as to whether or not their views are being properly represented by an organization that suggests it is speaking for you, end of quote. Again, you know what? You outlaw guns and outlaws will have guns. What are you going to do?
It's like, you know, if they didn't sell guns in stores, do they sell meth in stores?
Yeah, really. We're going to do that. We're going to, and again, he's obviously wanting to to use the moment to make a change.
Never let a crisis come.
He wouldn't do that with a crisis.
No. He wouldn't. He really wouldn't.
This is a political choice that we make. To allow this to happen every few months in America. We collectively are answerable to those families who lose their loved ones because of our inaction.
All right. We allow this to happen?
No.
Is that what he said? Is that what he said? We allow this to happen. Okay. All right.
We allow it by not banning guns.
Oh, because we're driving down the street handing out weapons, right? Yeah.
And see, my first thought is, in Texas, how many times has this happened other than on a military base where they couldn't have guns?
Yeah. I understand.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. It's all right.
It's just frustrating.
The response is much faster if there happen to be other firearms available. And again,
I mean, this man, and I really, I'm not comfortable talking about it too in-depth because it didn't happen even 24 hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really sort of embarrassed that the president said anything yesterday. In the amount of time that he did, I really wish he would have waited a day or two. But once again,
he only does that when American soldiers are killed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he only waits a couple of days until that.
But
excuse me. Yeah.
But sorry, I lost my train of thought. I'll come back to it.
Oh, okay. Joe Biden reacted to yesterday's mass shooting. What that tells me is he's going to run for president. I mean, I'm sorry, I hate to sound jaded to that, but.
When was the last time he spoke about anything?
Yes, you're right. He said, part of the dysfunction of our political system today is that there's an overwhelming consensus in America on two things, the Second Amendment and sane gun legislation relating to background checks. He added, the Second Amendment doesn't say you can own a bazooka. It doesn't say that you can own an F-15 or Hellfire missiles. There's the ability of the government to limit the type of weapon that is available. You may get some traction there, Mr. Vice President. 87% of American people agreed with the proposal that I put together for the president on background checks and gun safety. Even over 60% of the National Rifle Association families support that.
This is all well and good. And I've intentionally not read the stories because there's a lot of speculation at this point.
Sure.
And so next week is when I intend to start, maybe over the weekend, when I intend to start digging into this. We don't know what kind of gun he used. I don't believe. We don't know a lot of the specifics of the situation. In fact, one of the anecdotal things that I've heard is this guy wanted to kill as many people as possible before he went out and did it. If he could have done it any other way than without a gun, he would have done that too. It's the devaluing of life that is the problem in America. Guns are a method.
Right. No, that's fair. That's fair. And certainly, I think most everyone would say we do need to be able to do some sort of a profiling on individuals, if at all possible. Maybe make it slower. Maybe make it a more restrictive process, a more deliberate process, I guess is the right word, a more deliberate process to get a gun in someone's hands who's never had it before.
And after meeting with the Pope this past week, maybe President Obama can come out today and sympathize with the Christians who are apparently targeted by this man.
Ah, yeah.
By this... He's not a man.
Good point. By the shooter. So anyway, we will continue to talk about that. And I think you're probably right. Waiting until there have been a few more hours that have gone by, let some officials get some information out there.
They didn't even have the death count correct.
Yeah. Is that right? Did they miss that?
Multiple times.
I
heard 10. I heard up to 15. I heard back to 13. It's just let the event.
Well, no, you can't do that. See, the media
can't do that.
But the media won't allow that to happen.
Well, the media is the media. To their credit, I actually didn't see the name until much, much later.
Right. All right, moving on. Rand Paul had a tough fundraising quarter from July to September, taking in just $2.5 million. By comparison, Bernie Sanders brought in $26
million. Yeah.
So, you know.
That's a factor right there.
It may well be that Rand Paul has touched his core, and that's pretty much it.
And that's apparently there, because they set the numbers finally for the debate.
Yeah.
And it's 3%, and he didn't have it.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I saw that. Let me see. Here's the list. It's Donald Trump, Ben Carson, Carly Fiorina, Marco Rubio, Jeb Bush, Ted Cruz, John Kasich, Chris Christie, Mike Huckabee.
That's still a lot of people.
It is a lot of people. We need to get it down to five.
Yeah.
When you get it down to five, then you can have some give and take between those individuals. You don't forget the question. By the time it gets to the fifth person, you give them a chance to really respond to most everything.
At this point, you almost need brackets. Put them two on two in little 15-minute segments, and then have the two who are left standing at the end.
Yeah, it's like the NCAA tournament or something. Yeah. The final four kind of thing. Don't look for Donald Trump to run any TV commercials for his campaign anytime soon.
He doesn't have to.
I know. That's the whole thing. He was on. Let me see if I can find some. He's like a train wreck. You just want to be there when it happens.
Play that Trump card.
Oh, very nice. Thank you. Yeah, let me see. I was going to see if I had audio at, because he was on New Hampshire Today yesterday morning. And he said, quote, "I thought I would have spent about $20 million for advertising. You know, up to this point, I've spent nothing. I can't advertise because I'm getting so much coverage, it would almost be you'd OD on Trump. You understand? That's overdose on Trump." He went on.
Wow.
"Like People Magazine has a beautiful article today, you know? It's a cover story. I have so much stuff. And if I ever did that, let's say you have a show on television. Like the whole show's Trump. And then on top of that, you'd have commercial Trump, too. People would get sick. They'd say, it's too much. I can't take anymore." Oh, Donald. Anyway, more sputtering numbers for the Hillster, USA Today. New survey out.
Poor kid.
I know. Survey gives Ms. Clinton a 41-23 lead over, again, Bernie Sanders, okay? Bernie Sanders.
You didn't hear about him a year ago.
No, you didn't. And Joe Biden, who's not even in the race, got 20%. He's 3 points behind Bernie. He hadn't even announced yet.
Oh, speaking of Hillary, she's going to be on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, I heard, with that lady who plays her.
But she's skipping a human rights campaign dinner.
What? To be on Saturday Night Live?
Yep, make a top secret appearance on SNL.
Oh, top secret.
Obviously not anymore.
Right, it must have been on her server.
But in order to do that...
Okay,
go ahead. She's going to skip Saturday Night's annual dinner at the Human Rights Campaign, which is an LGBT advocacy group.
Ms. Clinton is viewed unfavorably by 51% of likely voters.
Joe Biden's going to go instead.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Marker number two that he's going to run. Oh, Hillary. Hillary, why don't you just start quietly canceling and not showing up. I mean, you don't even have to make an announcement. It's
There's
okay.
any number of islands that no longer have hurricanes directly over them.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the best way to bring people together?
T-shirts!
T-shirts. Custom T-shirts that you design online with Custom Ink. Custom Ink has created over 50 million shirts for families, teams, reunions, church groups, cheerleaders, companies big and small. On-time delivery is guaranteed, and we'll even ship your order absolutely free.
Start designing your Custom Ink T-shirts today and see why 99% of our customers say they would order from us again. Visit CustomInk.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, October 3rd, it's Raising Poultry at Home. Whether it's earning side income, teaching kids responsibility, or after-hours therapy, learn about proper care for the flock this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Put some zing in your spring with flowering bulbs. It's that time again with nurseries offering bountiful selections of tulips, daffodils, hyacinths, grape hyacinths, and the many less common minor bulbs. It isn't a difficult procedure. In fact, any gardener can master it in one season. That's even true for second floor apartment gardeners. I'll be back with details of spring bulbs right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. This book was published just last year. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening, but an entirely new format. I barely opened the old 1991 book as I was writing this one. Chapter 1 covers the basics of successful gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is the information I used to include in my annual Texas gardening calendars. When to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants you're growing. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, turf, fruit, and vegetables. I self-published this book so I can sell it for only $28.95 plus tax and postage, signed copy. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Satisfaction guaranteed. NeilSperry.com, 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769, NeilSperry.com. If you're interested in spring flowering bulbs, you need to start with quality bulbs. No matter what type you're selecting, look for firm, top-sized bulbs. Most local nurseries will have ample supplies of the best bulbs available. Beware, however, of deeply discounted bargain bulbs from part-time garden centers. Chances are they may not be of the quality you'll need for best results. They may not even be very good varieties. Some of your bulbs need to be chilled artificially. That requires that you put them in the vegetable bin, not the freezer, of your refrigerator for a minimum of 45 days at 45 degrees. You plant them once the soil temperatures have hit 50 degrees for several consecutive days, usually in mid to late December. Prime candidates for this chilling include tulips and hyacinths. Most others can be planted as soon as you buy them. Spring flowering bulbs should be planted into loose, highly organic soils that drain quickly away after heavy rain. Since these plants will do most of their growing during winter's cooler weather, their soils won't dry out very quickly, and that makes the initial preparation especially important. Plant your bulbs two times as deep as they are tall. A 2-inch daffodil bulb, for example, should be 4 inches deep. It's usually best to use a fairly large number of bulbs in a given bed. Plant them in rounded groupings rather than long straight rows. Mass one color per area and plant the bulbs very close together for the best effect. That probably means putting them 2 to 3 bulbs widths apart. That's close enough that they may actually be easier just to rake the soil out of the bed, place the bulbs in their spots, and then carefully cover them over with the loose soil. Remember, however, that they must be at the proper planting depth. Some gardeners prefer to put 1 tablespoon of bone meal 1 to 2 inches beneath each bulb. That's usually not necessary since most of our soils in Texas have ample supplies of phosphorus anyway, especially the clay soils. Otherwise, a little special feeding will be required to keep the plants vigorous. If you intend to keep them over from 1 year to another, they'll probably get enough nutrition from the fertilizers you apply to other plants nearby. Commercial plantings have taught us to interplant our tulips, especially with short-growing annual flowers like pansies, so you can have a contrasting color. The tulips come up and grow, the pansies are all around them, then the tulips flower and they take over the show, then they die away. You can extricate them at that point and you still have pansies for several more weeks. There are lots of great bulbs out there in the market. Talk to your nurseryman about the best types for your needs. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Honey Ann, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. As we move into week 6 of high school football, let's jump in now with Zach Taylor and the high school football report.
Week 1 of district play was a good one for teams in Bryan College Station as all 4 schools grabbed wins. The A&M Consolidated Tigers had the toughest task, rallying to edge Huntsville 44-41. Here's Coach Dave Raffield.
I was so proud of the way the kids fought at the end of that game. We had 2 huge defensive stands. We had a huge special teams play, and of course, the big pass play for the lead.
The Tigers, who are 2-2 on the season, will visit another 2-2 team tonight, the Willis Wildcats. Kickoff is at 7:30 with broadcast on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Now, the Bryan Vikings were winners in a big way, rolling over Livingston 55-14. Coach Ross Rogers and the guys will have their hands full this week against the Huntsville Hornets and star quarterback Rico Bennett.
He is more accurate and throws the ball on time, probably more than he did last year. I know he does more, and he's more accurate. Now, that being said, he's still the scrambler that he's always been. And so we've had to spend a lot of time on that.
Game time between the 2-2 Vikings and 2-2 Hornets is at 7:30 in Huntsville, with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150. After dropping a heartbreaker to Waco 3 weeks ago, the College Station Cougars have been on a roll, winning two straight, including a 59-13 shellacking over Willis last Friday. Tonight, they'll travel all the way north to Merrill Green Stadium for a crosstown showdown with the Rutter Rangers. Here's Coach Steve Huff.
These kids are playing hard and doing a great job getting the ball in the skilled kids' hands. It's totally different from last year, but and I don't know, going into a program like he did last year, it's difficult, and you can tell right now the kids have bought into what he's selling, and they're doing it and playing hard.
Now over on the other side, the Rangers have grabbed two straight wins as well, the last coming in a 40-0 shutout over Caney Creek. Coach Will Compton knows it will be a much more difficult test tonight against the Cougars.
Mental mistakes are not something that they're accustomed to, and so we're definitely going to have to take care of the football and cut back on our mental mistakes so that we are successful on Friday night.
Things get underway at 7:30 at Merrill Green Stadium, with Rangers broadcast on the Zone 102.7 FM and Cougars coverage on Peace 107. Rounding out area play tonight, 1-3 St. Joe's hosts the 2-2 Woodlands Christians at 7. 1-4 Allen Academy heads to undefeated Calvert at 7:30. 2-3 Brazos Christian welcomes 2-2 Legacy Prep to town at 7:30 as well. And 1-4 Buffalo visits 3-2 Trinity. Kickoff between the Buffaloes and Tigers is at 7:30 on 103.5 FM WTAW. Meanwhile, Navasota has the week off. Remember to listen to any game on the Bryan Broadcasting Family stations. Just head over to RadioAguland.com. And to keep up with all of your favorite teams anytime, go to BrazosFootball.com. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. The 14th-ranked Texas A&M football team takes Kyle Field against 21 at Mississippi State tomorrow. To get a little perspective from the other side, here's Bulldogs head coach Dan Mullen on the Aggie defensive coordinator John Chavis and the Aggie defense.
He always tweaks. He's got his package. He's going to take his package and then build it around the strengths of his players. You know, they're going to be very, very aggressive. Having really athletic defensive ends plays to his strengths of what his defense is, and he has that. And he's got great man coverage corners, and that plays to his strength. You know, where, you know, he can load the box pot with numbers, man you up on the outside, and if you want to try to pass, he's got guys that can get to you in a hurry.
The guys will have to stiffen up. They'll have their hands full with the Bulldogs offense that averages 33 points per game. Kickoff set Saturday for 6:30. Fan Zone broadcast with Scott and Tom gets underway at 3:30, and the pregame with Dave and Dave goes on at 5:30 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
He's doing well. I think he's learning it, and he's working hard every day in practice, and you know, we'll make those determinations as the week goes on, but we try to make it competitive for our players to see who's going to be up as the 46 guys in our roster. So he's certainly in that mix.
In Thursday night football, the Baltimore Ravens notch their first victory to start week 4 of the NFL season with a 23-20 overtime win over the Pittsburgh Steelers. Justin Tucker, who tied the game with a field goal with 3 seconds left in regulation, won it with a 52-yard shot with 5:08 in overtime. In Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers clinched a wild card spot and moved to the cusp of the AL West title with a 5-3 win over the Los Angeles Angels. Texas manager Jeff Banister said the guys aren't done yet.
We still have a mission to accomplish, and something that as a group of players we all talked about in spring training when nobody else was talking about it but us. And I believe in acknowledging that for them. Nice toast. A few words and some excitement. It's important.
The Rangers are a win away or a Houston loss away from their first division title since winning two straight and going to the World Series in 2010 and 11. Angels can't defend their AL West championship, but still have a shot at the second wild card with 3 games left. And finally, former Texas A&M running back Kristen Michael is getting work with the first team out of the Dallas Cowboys backfield. It's an indication the third-year running back could be close to his debut with the Cowboys. Jason Garrett likes what he's seeing so far with the Aggie.
He's doing well. I think he's learning it, and he's working hard every day in practice. And, you know, we'll make those determinations as the week goes on. But we try to make it competitive for our players to see who's going to be up as the 46 guys in our roster. So he's certainly in that mix.
Garrett didn't say whether Michael would be activated for the Cowboys game on Sunday against New Orleans. And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, Axe. In 1970, I caught the 79-yard game-winning touchdown against LSU with 13 seconds left in the game. I'm Hugh McElroy, class of 71, and that's my Major Smiles moment.
Howdy. You may not be a celebrated Aggie, but you do deserve your Major Smiles moment. I'm Dr. Chuck Majors, and me and my team would love to help you and your family be ready for your Major Smiles moment. Give us a call at 979-776-6600 or come see us at majorsmiles.com.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Weather's brought to you by Wilton's Office Works on the freeway between University and Briarcrest or at Wilton's.com. Wilton's with furniture, supplies, and so much more. Pretty nice out there this morning. It's 61 degrees. We'll get up into the 80s, 82 or 83 maybe. We'll do that actually for the next 4 or 5 days, and it'll be cool in the evenings. No mention of rain, though. Again, 61 now. WTAW College Station, Brian.